songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's St. Patty's Day and we're live in the studio here at Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan, and we have, well, I wish I could say we have a lot of St. Patrick's songs, but there just isn't such a thing, really. We have a couple songs about leprechauns tonight, and that's about it. But we will talk about St. Patty's Day throughout the show, and I have to admit that I would not be here were it not for James O'Connell coming down from Canada, originally from Ireland, to Chicago and meeting my great-grandmother, Minnie McGuire, and the rest was history. My grandmother was born, and to that union of my grandmother and my grandpa, an Irish lady and an Italian man, came my mother in 1912, and I came around in 1950, and so I think I'm about a quarter Irish, yes, but I don't have the accent, but I love the food, and Well, I've had a beer or two in my day. That first song was by Ben Hoganson, originally from St. Paul. He's now kind of hanging out between there and Idaho Falls, Idaho. I will admit, sometimes I get a little serious about language. Notice that he said Moscow, not Moscow. It is Moscow. And while I'm on that kick, it is Boise, Idaho, not Boise, Boise. So remember that next time and do a good Idahoan a favor by pronouncing those names right, Moscow and Boise. Well, anyway, Ben Hoganson is a singer-songwriter perfect for coffee houses, wine bars, and similar atmospheres. And that's where I saw him it's probably 3 years ago now, at Ginkgo Coffee House in St. Paul. Up next, he hails from Northfield, Minnesota. His Facebook page says, armed with nothing but a guitar and 18 years of life experience. Well, he might be 19 by now, but he writes songs that are filled with both youthful exuberance and sentimental reflections on the lessons he has gleaned from his short time on Earth. Here's Arlo Cristofaro with Hey, Everybody Listen. Aaron Gobrock.
I ran back through the prairie the other cloudy day and listened with my toes to what the soil had to say. I watched the growling winds as they rolled across the plains. I watched the fields of inspiration sprouting in the rain. And I never was the same. Hey, everybody, listen. Oh, there's something that's been missing. There's a world that needs our fixing. I found myself alive as I sat on yonder hill and listened to my thoughts as they slowly found the still. Oh, and damn, I've got the will. I'm learning from the children, they plant flowers in the clay. I'm finding sun in dandelions, and the dandelions say, oh, that love will lead the way. Hey, everybody, listen. Maybe that's what we've been missing. And now let's spend some time on fixing. I'm a blues time singer.
That's the Erickson's sisters, Bethany, Valentini, and Jenny Kaepernick, who grew up speaking each other's thoughts and knowing each other's hearts. Loss of close ones is omnipresent in their songs of pain and loss. Their music has been the telling of that life journey out of darkness to find light unimagined. And we had them play up here a couple years ago. Lots of fun there in the gazebo in the park in the summer. It doesn't get any better than that. Well, what do we know about St. Patrick's Day? Well, we know that St. Patrick was not actually Irish. He was a nobleman born about 400 AD in Britain and kidnapped, actually, by Irish pirates. Can you imagine? Irish pirates at the age of 16, says Philip Freeman, author of St. Patrick of Ireland, a biography. He was born into a religious family, but was an atheist early in his life. However, he rediscovered his faith and was enslaved in Ireland. After 17 years as a slave, St. Patrick escaped Ireland and found his way home, but returned to Ireland as a missionary. He said he was ready to die in Ireland in order to make his mission successful, Freeman said. It's unclear if St. Patrick did in fact die in Ireland, but March 17th is widely believed to be the day of his death, according to Freeman. And I don't think he chased the snakes out of Ireland. Well, up next, a very inspirational young lady named Cindy Cole Nelson with a song that always makes me want to dance. Here's Get the Love Thing Right on Minnesota Homebrew.
Start anew tomorrow, sing a new song. What if we work together, everybody get along? What if we all lose our fear and let down our guard? Show what's really happening inside our heart. If we could just the love thing right, everything would fall into place. If we could just get the love thing right, we'd all have happier days. If we could get it right, we'd have harmony. Think of what this world would be like if we could just get the love thing right. What if we dig down deep to find compassion and grace? What if we take time to listen and meet face to face? What if we uncross our arms and reach out our hands? Try to be someone who really understands. If we could just get the love thing right, everything would fall into place. If we could just get the love thing right, we'd all have happier days. If we could get it right, we'd have harmony. Think of what this world would be like if we could just get the love thing right. Peace and honesty, charity. It could go viral, be contagious. Wouldn't that be outrageous? Outrageous. If we could just get the love thing right, everything would fall into place. If we could just get the love thing right, all have happier days. If we could get it right, we'd have harmony. Think of what this world would be like if we could just get the love thing right. Think of what this world would be like if we could just get the love thing right. Think of what this world would be like if we could just get the love thing right.
Cindy Cole Nelson from the Twin Cities, I believe, and she's not only an inspirational singer, she also, I think, does workshops and focuses on the Christian way of doing things and making your life fulfilled. And it's a wonderful, it's a beautiful thing. Happy St. Paddy's Day, yes. And what are some of the misconceptions about St. Paddy's Day? Well, it's not an Irish tradition to drink on St. Patrick's Day. Here in the United States, it's a tradition to drink and party, but in Ireland, it's actually a religious somber holiday. Basically, it's meant to celebrate the life of St. Patrick and commemorate him for bringing Catholicism to Ireland. In fact, up to the 1970s, it was illegal to sell alcohol on St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. Interesting. Now, they do have parades and celebrations in Ireland, but it's generally still more commemorative and serious than it is here in the United States. Well, up next, one of my favorite Irishmen, Bob O'Muscovitz, with his leprechaun tune, Pot of Gold, and this is from his CD by the same name. You can get that CD on CD Baby and iTunes. Enjoy Bob singing Pot of Gold.
I saw a funny little man dancing in the glen. Smiley face, sparkly eyes, rosy cheeks, and then he stopped a bit to look at me as if it was the end. Laughed out loud and carried on, I thought he was pretend. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. I never thought that I would see this funny little man jumping up round and round, dancing on the land. I never dreamt that he was real, but now I understand. He smiled at me and then a wink before he took my hand. Wrinkled face and funny pipe, grin from ear to ear, leaning on his crooked cane, bringing me his cheer. I still recall the memory of what my grandma told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. Wonder if there's gold within the pot. At first I never saw a thing, my guess was that it's not. A rainbow came from nowhere on his chest, I saw a spark. He said everyone's a rainbow, he's a gold that's in your heart. The little man looked back at me as if it's time to go. With a smile on his face, from his heart aglow, I know that I will not forget and I'll forever know about the Irish leprechauns, the lesson that will grow. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold.
Don't you just love it? What a wonderful song. I love that bass line in there. I think it's probably Bob adding bass rather than just his thumb on the six-string guitar. If I'm wrong, let me know, Bob. But great song. Rhyming buckle and chuckle. Hey, did you know that every year in Chicago, they dye the Chicago River green? Isn't that something? You can probably Google that up. The Butler and Roan family clans are responsible for turning the murky waters bright green, and they've done it for more than 50 years. The only way to become part of the six-person boat crew is to be related by blood or marriage to either Mike Butler or Tom Roan, according to the Chicago Tribune. Each year, the crew shakes an orange powder, a top-secret recipe, into the Chicago River from a sifter, and it stays green for about 5 hours. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I'd like to see that. My mother was from Chicago, as I mentioned. And Southsider, her parents got married during a time when the Italians and Irish were killing each other. I don't know how that worked for poor grandpa and grandma, but sadly, my grandmother died in 1919 in the of tuberculosis, and grandpa remarried twice, both to Irish women, to McCaskey, and then, am I getting this right? Yes, yes. And then to a lady whose last name was Domke. So weird, weird. The way the genealogical pachinko game comes tumbling down, and here we are. Well, up next, here's Vernon Dixon with a tune titled Beyond Me. You're listening to Homebrew, and it's St. Paddy's Day. Mentioned that my great-grandfather, James O'Connell, came down from Canada to Chicago, and he died in 1880. I have the death certificate. It says that he actually fell off of a sidewalk into an empty lot and dislocated his neck. And my dad always said he was probably drunk, but luckily my grandmother was born the year before, and as I said, here I am. Vernon Dixon, Beyond Me. Vernon's founder and songwriter is Katie Vernon Thomasberg. Drew Dixon and the players in the band are some of the best from the local music scene. Their first CD from which that song comes, Corn Whiskey, includes memorable original songs with strong vocals and tight harmonies with themes that run the gamut from drinking to loving. And just like Bob's CD, it's available on CD Baby and iTunes and also on vinyl. And you can find them at www.vernondixon.com. From the Twin City area somewhere.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, if you wonder where that green beer came from, they believe that a medical doctor created it as we know it. His name is Dr. Thomas Curtin, a coroner's physician and eye surgeon who first colored beer for St. Patty's party at the Schnerer Club of Morrisania in the Bronx in 1914. In an article from that time, the doctor remains vague about his recipe. However, according to the first volume of Alcohol and Temperance in Modern History, there's a centuries-old Irish custom known as drowning the shamrock, in which drinkers literally add green shamrocks to their beverages on St. Patrick's Day. That could have been the great doctor's inspiration. But they do say that the best green beer is made with blue food coloring. Curtin used something called wash blue, an iron powder used for whitening clothes. Today, blue food coloring still yields the best results because it balances light beer's natural yellowish hue. So you know how that works. You combine yellow and blue and you get green. Well, here's a song that I go out once in a while and I play at an open mic, and I'll probably play at the Grand Cities Art Fest this year. I think that's in May. And even though I like to do original tunes, here's a song that I wished I had written. It's called Eggshell Heart. It's by Duluth's Greg Tabertsi.
Denise, I leaned too hard and I broke your eggshell heart. I couldn't stay, never knowing what to say. Remember that day down by the lake, just you and I, we could have played. You know I'd take back every stone I skipped away, but it's too late. Is it too late, Denise? I leaned too hard and I broke your eggshell heart. We built a rock cairn on the beach, 3 feet high. I went back the other day, it was gone, washed away, all the way. Denise, I leaned too hard and I broke your eggshell heart. And I couldn't stay, never knowing. Found the white bones of a gull, feathers still stuck to the skull. You know some people have the words to lift you up or make you hurt. They make you hurt, Denise. Well, I leaned too high and I broke you. And I couldn't stay, never knowing what to say. From my blues, I brought it down the ages for you. My grandmother's diamond band, it's all I have. I'm on my knees, accept it, please, Denise. I leaned too hard and I broke your. never know when what to say.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
We introduced this artist last week on Homebrew, and his name is Ricky Stage. He lives just a stone's throw from the Minnesota border in Cushing, Wisconsin, my old stomping grounds. And Ricky used to play in a group called Eureka Gold and the Flassa Band. And he built his own studio over several years, mostly recording other artists, after relocating his home and studio in 2005 to suburban Cushing, Wisconsin. Ricky decided to throw his efforts into recording his own material, and we're sure glad he did. In the culmination of 47 years of hard work, he now has his first CD, Get After It, which contains 7 original songs and 6 of his favorite oldies. And even better news, Ricky told me this week that he's working on a second CD. Way to go, Ricky. And we're going to play this song by request. It's titled Hello. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Help me out, Jesus. Well, hello, operator. I like to make a long-distance call to my mom that's in heaven. I like to hear her voice once more. I wanna tell her that I miss her. I just want to say hello. Well, hello, operator. I like to make a long distance call. Tell him it's from his oldest son. I wanna tell him that I miss him so. Let him know I'm doing okay. I just want to say hello. They were part of my life, and there were times we laughed and cried. Long distance call. to my brother that's in heaven. He and I were best of friends, and it was hard to say goodbye, but I'll see him again. You were part of my life, and there were times we laughed and cried. I hold your memories close to my heart.
Hey, Ricky Stage from Cushing, Wisconsin. Like I said, I used to tear around that country, go to the upper bar and the lower bar, and they're still there. And the church is still there, and that's about all there is in town. Oh, except now Cushing Corner is now a holiday station. How cool is that? Every town's got to have a holiday station. War Road has two of them, about four blocks apart. That's very strange. Well, up next, a gentleman from Fergus Falls named David Stoddard. I was told a couple years ago, probably can't play this song on radio, but I found a way around it. This is David singing about what he thinks about modern music. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Watched TV the other night, they were giving out awards for all the million selling songs that we adore. And I can only wonder at the royalties they pay, 15 cents a spin for airplay. Songs were all recycled, derivative and bland, and the verses weren't subversive, and the choruses were canned. And nothing got me thinking, nothing made me cry, everything made me wonder why. Everyone's afraid to play new music on the radio. Clear Channel's made a Kmart out of it, except for college stations and some things on NPR. Everything's completely turned to shit. Been on the radio more times than I can count. You think they'd send a couple of beans my way, but the racketeers at ASCAP and those punks at BMI, they're closing down the places where I play. And everyone's afraid to play new music on the radio. Clear Channel's made a Kmart out of it, except for college stations and some things on NPR. Everything's complete turn to shit. I sure am glad they're sending all that cash down Bruce's way. The richer Springsteen gets, it seems, the less I get to play, cause the PROs are soaking all the places where I go to hear the songs I like to get to know. And everyone's afraid to play new music on the radio. Clear Channel's made a Walmart out of it, except for college stations and some things on NPR. Everything's completely turned to shit.
Goodbye. Sure is good to me. play not far from here, where diamonds light up the sky. I've waltzed with my lover, rolled in the clover. I've heard the whippoorwill cry. I'm gone, but not forgotten. Troubles, sure, I've got them. Now they don't seem as far from here, where diamonds light up the sky. I've waltzed with my lover, rolled in the clover. I've heard the whippoorwill cry. I'm gone, but not forgotten. Trouble, sure, I've got. Now they don't seem as real. Goodbye, sure is good to know ya. I'm so thankful for ya. That's how I'll always feel. That's how I'll always feel. That's how I'll always.
They grew up in Northeast Minneapolis and have been blending their voices as the Cactus Blossoms since 2010. Their hypnotic harmonies and unforgettable sounds have made them a favorite in the Twin City music scene. And they are brothers, Jack Torrey and Paige Burkham. Brothers with different last names, could be stepbrothers. Stage names, maybe, who knows? And what a wonderful, wonderful sound. Remind you of a couple of brothers from the 50s? Well, St. Paddy's Day, yes. And we celebrate it here at Minnesota Homebrew. And shamrocks, we mentioned them a little bit ago. Legend has it that St. Patrick used the three-leaved shamrock to explain the Christian Holy Trinity, but Freeman, from his book, says there's no evidence that St. Patrick ever did that. Traditions as early as the 17th century incorporated the plant, says Mike Cronin, author of Wearing the Green, A History of St. Patrick's Day. People wore shamrocks on their coats and closed the day by drowning the shamrock, which was placing it in a glass of whiskey before drinking. Huh? I don't know if I've ever drunk whiskey. Tequila, but not whiskey. Well, up next, John Fearn with a tune titled Greyhound Bus Vacation. Happy St. Pat's Day.
Cold and cloudy Christmas day, we climbed aboard the bus, heading off to Arizona, leaving Minneapolis. Not much dough, just a little food and an old guitar. Across the nation on a Greyhound bus vacation, but I ain't saying that's the way to go. If you got more time than money, 'cause man, they're going slow. In other words, you just ain't got no choice. Sometimes it was so crowded we could barely find a seat. Over the wheel wells, gears grinding right beneath where I sat, head against the glass,
trying to sleep. Across the nation on a Greyhound bus vacation, but I ain't saying that's the way to go. If you got more time than money, 'cause man, the going's slow. In other words, you just ain't got no choice. Albuquerque, New Mexico, immigration came aboard, hassled some poor Asian girl, left the bad Jose's alone. Tears in her eyes, showed them her card, they were satisfied. Across the nation on a Greyhound bus vacation, but I ain't saying that's the way to go. If you got more time than money, 'cause man, the going's slow. In other words, you just ain't got no choice. It was 4 a.m. in Phoenix when we reached our destiny. Bought a six-pack at the Circle K as the rain came down in sheets, drank a toast, made a solemn vow, we'd never do this again.
He's from Crystal, Minnesota, and says that James Taylor is a major influence. In his words, I've been playing guitar and singing since I was a kid. I also write songs and make videos. To pay the bills, I cut wire and cable. His name is John Fearn, and he has two CDs, which he sent to us, Front Porch and A Change of Scene, the latter from which comes that song, John's very own sort of magical mystery tour, Greyhound Bus Vacation. Thank you, John, and keep sending those songs. By the way, our motto is, you send it, we'll play it, as long as it's radio ready, meaning it's not naughty. We'll play it. That's quite a deal, isn't it? Well, back to more Irish stuff. Believe it or not, corned beef and cabbage is not really an Irish dish. It's more American. Irish Americans in the 19th century were mostly poor. The most affordable meat available was corned beef, according to Mr. Cronin, whose book we quoted earlier, and cabbage, it's a spring vegetable and it's cheap. That's where corned beef and cabbage comes from. And so, up next, our second song of the evening about leprechauns. Now, what I like about leprechaun, the word, is it ends with H-A-U-N. My name ends with H-A-U-N. I've always noticed that, but I'm a little different. Today's leprechauns, usually rosy-cheeked, boozy little men in green attire, come from Irish folklore. The first recorded mention of a leprechaun goes back to the 8th century, coming from the word L-U-C-H-O-R-P-A-N, meaning little body, to describe water spirits, according to John and Caitlin Matthews in the Element Encyclopedia of Magical Creatures. Another possible origin is the Irish god Luke, whose Welsh variant is known as one of the three golden shoemakers. There's also the Irish fairy, these Celtic names, Cluricane, a cunning spirit who haunts cellars, drinks, smokes, and plays tricks. The Matthews is right. He was popularized in 1825 publication called Fairy Legends. So, leprechauns, our first song of the night earlier was A Pot of Gold by Bob Muscovitz. Here's Dave Carpenter and friends with the leprechaun song on Minnesota Homebrew.
Leprechaun, hanging on to the bluff from a damn needle. lazy summer night. Where do they come from when day is done? Where do they go to before night is through? Everybody wonders, nobody knows, nobody but me and you. There's a tree in my yard with a hole where it grows into the ground. From there they creep while we're asleep, but if you listen you can hear their magic sound. They sing in the moonlight, climbing the flowers, playing their fiddles through the night hours. But when the starlight begins to fade, you blink and they're nowhere around. Little boys and little girls are the only ones can hear them as they play. If mom is out or calls about, they know, and in a flash they're gone away. But deep in the shadows, under the leaves, or peeking from branches up in the trees, even the crickets' chirp seems to fade till you're gone, then they're right back out to play. They sing in the moonlight, climbing the flowers, playing their fiddles through the night hours. But when the starlight begins to fade, you blink and they're nowhere around. Where do they come from when day is done? Where do they go to before night is through? Everybody wonders, nobody knows, nobody but me and you. Nobody but me and you. Nobody but me and you.
It's likely to get in my way.
That's the Counterfactuals, a group of college professors from down Northfield way. Well, that's it for Minnesota Homebrew this evening. Don't forget, on this show, we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes by people with a strong Minnesota connection. And every week, we play one outstate artist, and we have a real good time. It's live, usually, from 7 to 8 p.m., on Thursday evenings, and it's also played live and archived at RadioNorthland.org. Stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories, as yours truly features the big three groups from the Twin Cities music scene of the 1960s. Thanks again for listening. See you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.